The question is, V'yamai, why do we say if this Ketana got married, that she's called an Eishes Ish, and another man lives with her, we give that man a Chiyuv Misa, V'yamai, Eimo Eilonesi, maybe when she becomes older, we'll find out she's going to be an Eilonis. She's going to be a lady that can't have children. She'll be an Eilonis. And the Svar always is, V'yadayti d'hochi lo kodesh, that the Kedusha is a Mekach Tois. The husband only married her because he thought she's a normal lady, she'll have kids. But later when she grows up and he finds out that she's an Eilonis, he never meant to marry her. So every time, every Kedusha Ketana, what does it say here in the Mishnah Stam? If another man lives with her, we'll kill that man right now. Because she's considered an Eishes Ish. No, she shouldn't be called an Eishes Ish. It's only Basar Roiv. But without the parish of Roiv, she's not Avadei 100% an Eishes Ish. Maybe she'll be an Eilonis, and the Kedusha will be Batal. El Olav isn't the reasoning. The Amrina we say always, Zil Basar Ruba, you have a right to go Basar the majority. It could take the assumption of Roiv. And Veroiv Noshim Lab Island Ninu. Most ladies are not islandists. So therefore, most times when you have a Maisa Kedushin, we say the Kedushin is good, and therefore if a man lives with his wife, she is Chayiv Misa. So again, a second proof in the Mishnah that we go Basar Roiv even by Nefoshes. Mercer's lie, this second proof is not such a good proof. Lie. I tell you, first of all, my Chayiv Oledik Tony. Know what it means over here, that if somebody lives with this Ketana, that the Chayiv Misa may be Korvon. It only means the Korv. It only means, let's say, her father or her brother. Not because she's married. In other words, Alsa Kedushin, it's the Safa Kedushin. But the people that are killed maybe only means Korvon, only your relatives. Samar says, no, that's not the Pshat here. V'mumsin al Yodik Ketani. It says what they are killed because of her. So, Mashma, not only Korv. Samar says, B'bol. No, excuse me. No, that's next thing. Hilma says, "Why does it say my chayv le diktoni a korban?" Yeah, it means a korban. Says maybe the people only chayv a korban if they do it pishaygig. So there you go, bust the roiv. But maybe for misa we would not kill because of roiv. So Mar says no. Well, mumsin al yodik diktoni. It says clearly that they are killed because of her. So it's not only a chayv korban; it's a chayv misa. So now the Gemara answers, "But bo'alel via true." We killed the person, but you know who? Maybe only the father, only the brother, only the Aroyas. That they do not have to have Kedushin here. That's why they are killed. But when she's married, maybe no. Samar says no. For im le echad mikol ha'royas ketoni. If any one of the Aroyas is chayiv misa. Mashma, now that she's an Eishes Ish, anybody that lives with her is chayiv misa because of the Eishes Ish. So you see clearly we killed because of Roiv. Samar says no, maybe again there's no proof in the second proof. El Hachav Amai Askin, and maybe no, we're talking about over here, the Kiblo Alei, we're talking about over here that this husband accepted upon himself and spoke out clearly, no matter what, even if this girl will end up to be an Eilonis, still I want the Kedushin, I like her so much, no matter what you are, I want to stay married to you. So in such a case, there it's a Vadai that she's an Eishes Ish right now, therefore if other people live with her, are they Chayiv Misa. But maybe in a normal case, where it wasn't a Mekabel, it's only a Suffolk, even though you have a Reiv, maybe you would not kill because of Reiv. By call point, we brought a Reiv from the other Mishnah, that by two Eidim, one said, Beis B'chodesh, one said Gimel B'chodesh, we do kill, and that's the cloud, we use a Reiv for Dini Mamnis also. That's in the freshest. Tana Rabbanim, word like this. HaMesulalas Bibno. Let's say a mother is playing around with her son. Rashi says, HaMesulalas means Lush and Preetzes. They have having Preetzes. A mother with her own son is playing around, and the Herabor, the son puts his Aver into his mother. The Herabor, Rashi says, that's the beginning of Via. One man the Yom says, Zunashika, just that he puts his Aver, like kissing, just touches the Makam of his mother. A little bit further, that the Ator, the Makam Amila, the tip of it, where the crown goes around, that whole tip has to go into her. That's called Haror. So what happened here? A mother was playing with her son, and the son put his aver into the mother. Terrible. So the question is the mother chayiv misa or not? If she lives with her son, she's chayiv misa, it's an erva. Samara says, Beishama yomrim postla min akuna, that she's tzula min akuna. O beisilu machshirin, beisilu says, no, she's ksherim min akula. Rashi says, postla numashavi lo zoyna. She becomes a zoyna, the mother. The aroa kukumar bia. Like we said in Moran Yevomis, Umir Rashi says, Misa loy mechayv, we don't talk about a chiv Misa here, kegoyin shloy hisra ben. Only because there was no hasra. That's why she's not killed the mother.
there would have been Hasra, according to Beshamish, he would be killed also.
Ubeisilu Machshir, Mesilu says no. Since she only lived with a young son, therefore she does not become Sula. The first Kamon will soon see the Koton Lav Babihu.
Kitzur, so Shiloh is, how old is this boy? That Beisilu says, since the mother lived with a young son, it's not called a Bia, and the mother is still Kasha for a Kain.
Now, how old is this boy? So Amar Rabbi Chiya, Brei, the Rabba, Ban Achmeni, Amar Rabbi Chizda. The Yamrilon, some say, Amar Rabbi Chizda, Amaziri. Hakil Moedim, both would agree, even Beisilu would agree. Beben Teisha Shonaviyah Mechod Shabiyasa Biyah.
That's Pshita. If the son is 9 years old and he lives with his mother, that's called the Biyah. The mother becomes Tsula, Lakuna. She calls the Zaina, and if she was Asra, she'd get Misa for that. Porchos mi ben Shemaina. If the boy is less than 8 years old, Shein Biyasa Biyah. Even Beishame would agree. If a boy is less than 8 years old, his Biyah is not called a Biyah. The mother is still kshera, she would not be chayiv mis even with asro. Le'nech l'ko, where is the machlokes here, Beisham and Beis Hillel, ela beben shmoina. Only with a son exactly 8 years old, there was 8 until 9. When he's 8 years old, that year, the year of 8 to 9, what halacha does a boy have from the year of 8 to 9? That's the machlokes. The Beisham, my son Beisham, he holds, gamrinan midoros harishonim. We learn out from the Doros Rishonim by the Nevi'im that they gave birth to that they could have, it's called the Bia at 8 years old. Ubeisilu Savrino, Loi Gamrinim Doros Rishonim. We do not learn out from the Doros Rishonim. They had special kirchas, they had special strength there, as there at 8 years old was called the Bia. But nowadays, in that halacha, a boy has to be at least 9 years old, then his Bia is called the Bia. Then he's makes the Ish into a Zoyna, or she's Chayiv Misa because of that. But less than 9 is nothing. Now the Gemara is, with Doros HaRishonim, how do we know? What does Beis Shammai mean to say, I learned out from the Doros HaRishonim? Where do I see there that they gave birth, or the Bia was called the Bia, at 8 years old?
Minolon V'yelut, Mashma, they gave birth then, that they were able to make their wives pregnant when they were 8 years old. Where do we see this from? Elaim, if you want to tell me, the Chassid of the Pasuk like this, it says in Shmuel, V'aloi Zois Basheva, this is Basheva, Bas Eliyom, Eishes Uri Achiti. Hoksiv, then the Pasuk says, V'aliyom ben Achitoyfel Hagiloini. Hoksiv, V'yishlech B'yad Nosin HaNovi, V'yikre Shemoy Yedidyo, V'avur Ki Hashemoy Avoy. Hoksiv, the Pasuk says, V'hi Lishnosayim Yom, after 2 years, V'ayihi Goizizim L'Avisholem. Hoksiv, the Pasuk says, V'Avisholem Aborach, Avisholem ran away, V'ayolach Gishuro. V'yisham Sholoshon, he was there for 3 years. Hoksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yeshiv Avisholem V'yishlayim Shnosayim Yom, he was there for 2 years. Ol Pnei Hamelech Leroy, I didn't see the king's face yet. So the Siddur Pasuk says, "Behi Mekaysa Boim Shadim." The 40 years. For Yomer Av Sholem El Hamelech, El Chono, let me go. The Ashal Mesador, let me pay payback my neder, my korban I have to bring. Hashenadati LaHashem Bechevron. I made a promise to bring a neder to Hashem, a korban I have to go to Chevron to bring the korban. The Siddur Pasuk says, "The Achitayful Ruach Teifusor, Ki Lo Nasusoy Itzosoy."
They did not listen to his advice. Therefore, Vayachvash es Achamor, he put his donkey together, Vayokam, he got up, and he went, Al-Beisai, El-Iroi, Vayetzav, Al-Beisai, he gave his last words, he gave his will to his household, Vayachonik, and he killed himself. So the Pasuk says, Anshei Domim Mimirmo Le-Yichasi Yimeim, people who do spill blood, they will not even live half the lifetime. For Tanya, we learned, Kol Shinoiso Shodoyig, how old, how long, Doig live, called Shnoishev, so Doig, Enuela, Shnoishev, Viabo. It's only 34 years. The Shel Achitoyfel, how long did Achitoyfel live? Enuela, Shnoishev, Vishol, she only lived 33 years. Kama Hevelu, how much did they have there? Tloson with Tlos. 33. Now, that's how long Achitoyfel lived. Now, Dal Sheva, take away 7 years. Tevish Shnoishev, Shnoishev was born before that. Tosh Lahu was left over Esrim Ashish. He was 26.
He was 26 years old. In other words, Achitoyfel was 26 years old when Shlomo was born. Now, Achitoyfel have 3 generations over here. Because Achitoyfel gave birth. He gave birth to Eliam. Eliam gave birth to Basheva. And Basheva gave birth to Shlomo. So it had to be, so it must be like this. He was 26 years old. Now, Dal Tarti Shani take away 2 years. For the 3 pregnancies, so Ishtaka comes out, and as his wife was pregnant with Anida, he couldn't live with her, so Ishtaka comes out, the Chol Chad, the Chad, Betim Leilid, when they were 8 years old, That's when the men were able to give were able to make the wife pregnant. So Rashi says, "Dal tati b'shanim betlosei buri klema tochos miches chadoshim less than 8 months ain shoyis laver luba zayin chadoshim we run at least 7 months for the pregnancy for chodesh lemei nidus retire in 1 month to become tohor." Says tak bechol chad v'chad betim yilas. Rashi says, "Achi toifel hoyled aliyum lecheshana." Achi Teufel was 8 years old when his wife became pregnant with Eliyam. Ches Chadoshim in 8 years and 8 months. The Eliyam hoiled Basheva. Then Eliyam gave birth to Basheva. Lecheshon, he was only 8 years old. Ches Chadoshim in 8 months. The Basheva leches Shona leches Chadoshim leladosa shoshleimai. Harei Chofav Shem, that would be 26 years old. So the lifetime of Achi Teufel, that's when Shleimai was born, when he was 26 years old. So you see, each one gave birth when they're 8 years old. Samur says, "Mimai, what's the proof over here?" What's the proof? Duma maybe tavayu b'tisholid. Maybe no. Maybe achitayful and elim. Both the wife became pregnant the first when they were 9 years old. Maybe ubasheva oled b'shish. Just basheva, she gave birth when she was 6 years old. When she was six, before eight. A lady is different. Mishum the Yisra saw a bari, because the lady is stronger. That she says, Isha Darka Leah's Bria, or a Meheras Leah's Ria. So maybe that's the Cheshbon over here. But the two men, Vachitopel and Elam, they met the wife pregnant when they were 9 years old. Just Basheva gave birth when she was earlier. Peda, bring your proof, to Hevele Vlad Mikora, as Zakorchot Yisha Meheras, to Hevele Labasheva Vlad Makmesh Leimai. Oisi Avlad Shemes Le David. She gave birth even younger than this. So therefore, there's no proof from here. Could be the men were 9 years old, just she was 6 years old. So from here so far, we have no proof. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. You're holding in that Samach Testament base. Can we with Charles and Machlokes, but Shaman by Tillil, in a boy 8 years old, this is Bia called a Bia. An 8 year old boy, can he like make his wife pregnant or not? So the Gemara says, by Shammai says, you learn out from Doris or Rishonim. So the Gemara says, where are the Doris or Rishonim? So the Gemara says, again, we'll start over again. Minolan, the Yolan. Elam, if you want to tell me, the Pesach says like this. Haloi Zois Bas Sheva Bas Eliyom Eshesur Yachiti. The Dovid HaMelech took Bas Sheva, which her father was Eliyom. Now, Chassid Pesach says, the Eliyam ben Achitofel. Comes out that Eliyam was the son of Achitofel, Hageloini. So if you have Achitofel, he gave birth to Eliyam, and Eliyam, his son, gave birth to Basheva. And then Basheva gave birth to Shlomo. Yeah. So there are three Doris here, and we'll soon see Achitofel is only 26 years. So in 26 years, there were three Doris. Now, Chassid Pesach says, Vayishlach biyad nosan anobi vayikra shemoi yedidyom. That when Shlomo was born, first they called him Yedidyom, Ba'avur ki Hashem Oivah, Hashem loved him. So the Pesach says, V'hilish Nesam, 2 years after Shlomo was born, V'hihi Goizizim L'Avsholom, Avsholom did a chetan, he killed Amnon then. So the Pesach says, V'Avsholom Borach, he had to run away, V'yelach Yeshura, V'hisham Sholashonim, he was there 3 years. So far Shlomo was 5 years old. So the Pesach says, "Vayeshiv Avshalom b'Yishlaim Shnasayim Yomim." He stayed there another 2 years. Avshalom, O Pnei HaMelech Loro. He didn't see David. So the Pesach says, "Vehi Mekeis Aboyim Shona." The end of 40 years. Vayemir Avshalom Al HaMelech Elchano V'Avshalom Es Nadarai. If the 40 years, that's when Avshalom went and said, "I have to go and do my promise." Hashem Adati LaShem B'Chevron. At that time is when he had a fight with Achitofel. So the Pesach says, "V'achitoyfo ro kiloi nasasoy etosoy," that Avshalom did not listen to him. He rebelled against him, and he killed himself. He left over his last words to his house. V'yechonik, and he killed himself. So it comes out that Achitoyfo killed himself when Avshalom was 40, and at that time Shlomo was 7 years old. The Pesach says, "Anshe damim mimimra lo yichutzu yimeim." The people that do ra, the kill, will not even live half a lifetime. Now, half a lifetime, usually a lifetime is 70 years. So half of that is 35.
the Kemen Achitoyful did not even live 35 years. Vitanya will learn, Kol Shinaiso Shal Doyeg, Enem Elishleshim V'Yabur. Doyeg only lived 34 years. V'Shal Achitoyful, Enem Elishleshim V'Sholesh. Achitoyful only lived 33 years old. Now, Kame Hevelei, Tlos and Otlos, he lived 33 years, Achitoyful. Now, by the time he died, Shloimai was already 7 years old, according to his cheshbon. So, Dal Sheva, take away 7 years. We want to know how old was Achitoyful when Shloimai was born. Tehevei Shloimai, Shloimai was 7 years old. Poshtlai Eshrim Vashish. Comes out he was 26 years old, Achitoyful, when Shloimai was born. Now, Achitoyful was the Zayd, he was the grandfather. So, it comes out he had to give birth, when he was 8 years old, he had a son already, Elam. When Elam was 8 years old, he had a daughter called Basheva. And when Basheva was 8 years old, she had Shloimai. So that comes out good. We'll see, 20 is 23. 3 times 8 is 24. We'll soon see. You're right. That's the Gemara's turrets. But I call upon him, he's 26 years so far. In 26 years, there were 3 generations. Now, Dal Tati, take away 2 years, Dal Tati Shoni Litlosi Buri. For the 3 pregnancies, each pregnancy is at least 7 months. The earliest they give birth is after 7 months. And 1 month she's in Nida, till she becomes Torah. So a kiss, that's 8 months. So 3 times 8 is 24. It's exactly 2 years. So take away 2 years for the pregnancies. Ishtakach, that you have now 24 years. So in 24 years, there were 3 generations. And so divide 24 by 3. Techol chad v'chad betim li'elud. Each one of them gave birth when they were 8 years old. It comes to us like that Achitoyful, his wife gave birth to Elam when he was 8 years old, and Elam gave birth to Basheva when he was 8 years old, and Basheva gave birth to Shlomo when she was 8 years old. That's the proof that Doros HaRishonim gave birth at 8. So Mercy of Mai, what's the proof here? Dilma maybe Tavayo Betisha Oilid. Maybe now Achitoyful was 9 years old when his wife became pregnant. And the same thing, Elam was also 9 years old when his wife became pregnant with Basheva. But how does it stim then? So 9 and 9 is 18. We only have 24. So I'll tell you though, Bas Sheva, Oilida Bishish. Maybe Bas Sheva, the girl, she gave birth earlier. She gave birth at 6. Mishum Yisa Sabriya, because the lady is stronger. She's more healthier. And Tate, I'll bring you proof for this. Like you said, to a heavy love, Lad Mikara. She had a baby even before she had Shleim HaMelech. And the Bible says the first baby died. So even if you want to say she gave birth at 8, she had a baby before that. So anyway, the girl gives birth earlier. So if this husband is not right, could be she gave birth at 6. So then Achitoyful and Elam were 9 years old. So you have no proof a boy 8 years old gave birth. Yes. Elam Yacha, bring another pasuk, another proof. Elam Yacha. Says in the pasuk, Ela Toldois Terach. These are the children of Terach. Terach Hoylin Es Avruham Es Nochav Yesorim. Avram, right. The Avraham, I see. Here it says Avraham, really. Avraham, see? Right. The Avraham, the Havimina is, at least that the way the Psukim say, Avraham was the oldest son. He was the oldest brother. The Avraham, Godol Minochor Shona, at least 1 year. The Nochor Godol Mehoron, Mehoron Shona. And Nochor was older a year than Horon. Comes out, Nimsa Avraham, Godol Shtei Shona Mehoron. Avram had to be 2 years older than Haran. Well, see, what does the pasuk say? Vayikach Avram v'nochol l'noshem. They both took wives. And who did they take? Rashi says, the pasuk says...
Avram took Yitzchak.
What does this pasuk say here? Avram, or Rashi says, Vayikach Avram v'nochol l'noshem. Now, it's the pasuk says, Shem Eshes Avram Soroi, V'Shem Eshes Nocha Milka, Bas Horon, she was the daughter of Horon. Avi Milka, that Horon was the father of Milka, V'Avi Yischa, he was also the father of Yischa, which is Soro. So it comes out that Horon, the younger brother, was the father of Soro. Yeah. And Avram married her. Now, V'Yomer of Yitzchak, Yischa, and the pasuk says, Yischa Zu Soro. Why was the name called Sarah? Yisko. She saw Nevuah, she saw the future in Ruach HaKadosh. That's what the pasuk says later, that Kola Shetomer Alecha Sarah, Shema B'Kola, whatever she tells you, listen to her. Because she's a Nevuah. She has Ruach HaKadosh.
Dovrach, another pshat is Yiska. What does the pasuk call Sarah? Yiska? Sha'akil sochem b'yofia. Everybody used to look at a beauty. Say the pasuk says, Vayipol ha'pono v'yitzchak. Kids, so later on in life it says that when Avram heard he's going to have a baby, so it says he left, Vayama b'liboy. And what, that he's 100 years old, how could he have a son, and his wife is 90 years old? So it comes out, Kamo koshes Avram misara. How much older was Avram than Sarah? Esther Shonim, 10 years older, that's all. Now, Vikoshes Me'avua, Tartin Shonim. And he was younger, Haron, her father, Sarah's father, was 2 years younger than Avram. So it comes out that he had to give birth at 8. Comes out that Haron was 8 years old when Avram was 10 years old, and he gave birth to Sarah at that age. So it comes out that Sarah was born when Haran was only 8 years old. So you see, a boy 8 years old could become, make his wife pregnant.
No, 7 years old. It took time until she had a baby.
The same year, 7 months. Ishtakach ki oilet Haran, when Haran gave birth with Sarah to Sarah, betimniel, he was 8 years old. So here's another proof that those who restrained him, the boys at 8 were able to make the wives pregnant. So where it says, Mimai, what's the proof from here? Doma Avram Zuta. Maybe Avram was the youngest brother. Even though the pasuk says Avram first, but maybe only the derech chachmas on kachashiv lu. The pasuk is saying which one is more chashiv. Avram was more chashiv than Nachar and than Haran. But really, actually, who was born first? Maybe Haran was born first. So it comes out he was 12 years old when he gave birth to Sarah. Then there's no proof. Maybe Haran was older, and Avram was 2 years younger than him. So it comes out he was 12 years old when he gave birth to Sarah. Then there wouldn't be any proof. Teda, I'll bring you proof that Kachashav Leikroa Derech Chachmasim. I'll bring you proof that sometimes the Torah says the order of birth, not the real birth, but which son is more Chashav. Like it says by Noach. The Chassid says by Noach, it says, Vayihi Noach ben Chomesh Meyashon. He was 500 years old. Vayirlid Noach Eshem Eschom Yesiophis. Says here the order was first Shem, then Chom, then Yefes. Now Shem, Godom him. According to this Cheshbin, Shem should be the oldest. Shona, he was 1 year older. Shem, Godom him, Shona. The Chom, Godom Yefes, Shona. And he was 1 year older than Yefes. Nimsa comes out, Shem, Godol, Mi Yefes, Shtei Shonim. Shem should be 2 years older than Yefes. Still the Pasuk says, Uchsiv, it says, V'noyach ben Shesh Meyos, then Shesh Meyashon, he was 600 years. The Mabul Hoya Mayim Alos, the Mabul was here. We see the Pasuk says now, Ela told us Shem, these are the children of Shem. Shem ben Meyashon, when Noach was 600, he was 100 years old, because Noach gave birth at 500. So it says at that time, Shem ben Meyashon, Fayelot as a Pachshad, Shinosai Machra Mabul, 2 years after the Mabul. Ben Meir Shona, for the Mor was the only 100 years old, Ben Meir Vatafin Shona Hevi. He was the oldest son, he should have been 102. If Noach gave birth at 500, and now it's 600, a year, 100 years later, and 2 more years, 602, if so he should have been 102. Ela the Pshat is, Derech Chachmasan Kachashav Lei, that Shem was not really the oldest son. Shem was the youngest son. The reason why the person put Shem first, because he was more Chashav. It's Akinami by Avram Avinu also could be. Derech Chachmasan Kachashav Lu. When the Pasuk says Avram, Nachor, and Haran, it only means that Avram was more Chashav than the other two, but maybe Avram was the younger brother. Omer Rav Kan of Kana said, Amris Lashmaita Kaim to Razavid Min Adoi, Omerli Osam Yachem Asnisa, you bring a proof that the Pasuk says Derech Chashivas from Noach, V'yanan Os, I'll bring you proof on this pasuk. It says, "Ulishem Yulad Gamhu Avi Kol Bnei Eder Achi Yefes Hagodol." So he's the brother. Yefes was the oldest. Yefes Hagodol Shebachav Evi. It says here that Yefes was the oldest brother. And before the pasuk says Shem Chom the Yefes, it says Shem first. Ela Monon Ela Yeah. So that's the proof that there are chashivas. That even though Yefes was the oldest brother, the pasuk before says Shem first. Because Shem was the more chashiv, the more important one. So that's another proof that sometimes the pasuk just says the more important one first. So the kids said, we have no proof yet that Doros HaRishonim, the boys, were able to give birth at 7, make the wives pregnant at 8. Elaminol, if so, where do we know the proof? Where does Meshama learn out that Doros Rishonim, the boys, were able to make the wives pregnant at 8? Mehocha. The Pasuk says, Uvetzalel ben Uri ben Chur. Vetzalel was the grandson of Chur, Lamata Yehuda. Yosef, it says, Vatomas Azuvesh is Kolev. Kolev's wife died. Vayikach took a second wife. Vayikach loy Kolev es Ephros. He took Ephros. Vatoyled loy es Chur. It comes out, Kolev gave birth to Chur. And Chur gave birth to Uri, and Uri gave birth to Bezalel. So three generations from Chur down to Bezalel. Vatoyled es Chur, Yeki Ovad. Now, Vichi Ovad Bezalel Mishkon. When Bezalel made the Mishkon, Bar Kam Hevi, how old was he? Bar Tlesi was 13 years old when he made the Mishkon. That's how smart he was. You see, the passage says, Ish Ish Mimlachtoi, Asher Heim Roisim. Betani learned like this. Shona Rishon, Ish Ish, Mashmi, have it be an Ish. An Ish is at 13, it's called an Ish. Even though in Sarah Murray we say it's called a Ben. Not an Ish, but that's called the Drosha Ish or Ben. But Min Astam, a person's called an Ish at 13. Betani learned like this. Shona Rishon, the first year after the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, also Moshe Mishkan. Moshe himself put up and made the Mishkan. Shania, the second year ready, Hekim Mishkan, he put up the Mishkan, Vashalach Meraglim. The second year after Yisias Mitzrayim, that's when Moshe sent the Meraglim. You'll see the Pasuk says, Ben Aboyim Shona Lechi, Vashalach Moshe, Ever Hashem. Kola said he was 40 years old, Kola, when Moshe sent him to be a regal. Now I'm 85 years old. So, kama hevilu, aboyim, 40 years. So, dala beisa, take away 14 years, devi betzalo. Betzalo at that age. He said here now he's 40 when he was a meragel. Now, at that time, Betzalel was 14 years old. He was 13 when they first built the Mishkan. So, the next year was 14. So, take away 14 for 40. Poshlu Esrim Meshish, you have 26. So it comes out that Kolev was 26 when Bezalel was born. And that's the third generation. So Dal again, Dal Tati Shonit Losiburi, take away 2 years for the three pregnancies. The pregnancies took at least 7 months and 1 month for the Nidus. So it's 8 months. 8 times 3 is 24, 2 years. Ishtacha comes out that when Chur gave birth, he had to be, the Kolev had to be 8 years old. When he gave birth to Chur, and Chur was 8 years old when he gave birth to Uriah, and Uriah was 8 years old when he gave birth to Bezalel. The Chol Chad Mechad Betim Neilu. Here there are three men, and in 24 years that's three children. So you see, they gave birth when they're 8 years old. So kids, that's Beisham Hashita, that a boy at 8 years old, his bia is already called a bia. He learned that from the Eretz Rishonim, but Halacha we held no, a boy has to be at least 9 years old. We hold like Beis Hillel that we do not learn out from the Doros HaRishonim. Ben, now the Mishnah says, Ben V'loy Bas, that a Ben Sara Mara only applies to a Ben, to a boy. If you see he's doing the wrong things, we'll soon see in the next Mishnah what he's doing, but not a daughter. Moses Tan Yom Reb Shimon, Bedin really in Svara, who should take Bas, Ruy Elias Ben Sara Mara. Really in Svara, a girl should be worse. If you see like she's 12 years old and doing Znus, make herself hefka for men, we should see now that she's in the wrong track, we should have her killed. Shako Mitsuy Metzla, Be'aveira, if she's a Zayna now, for